I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like Mormon wives on Broadway and new enemies on the Valley.
If you're listening today, you're already a paid subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text, on Patreon. Thank you for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
We're here today because we've been thinking a lot about the ways that men on reality TV address the question of postpartum intimacy.
A lot of them have been doing it lately, and we wanted to talk about it. Also, the other week, we saw Whitney Levitt and Mark Ballas in Chicago on Broadway, and we figured we'd do a little debrief, tell you all about it.
Yes, we went to see Whitney and Mark for their debut, or like Mark's first night. And Whitney, of course, was returning to the show. And so we felt very honored to be in the audience for this historic occasion. Should we start with that?
I think let's start there. Yeah. Let's start there. Just a little quick check-in about that experience. We went on April 6th, which was, as you said, Mark Ballas's opening night as Billy Flynn, the like smooth-talking attorney in Chicago. And Whitney Levitt is, of course, playing Roxy Hart.
Yes. So I had wanted to see Whitney as Roxy, but it never, like, it didn't feel like enough, like quite to get me to all the effort of going to the city. But then when Mark was going to be there too, like,
yeah, we were like, okay, this is fun. I did see Ariana Maddox in Chicago. So I knew that it's a fairly bare bones production. They definitely make all their money through stunt casting. Like, that is the Chicago model. So there had to be like enough to get me to go see the show again. It is one of those rare Broadway shows where the movie is a significant improvement.
Yeah. I had never seen the stage version, and I didn't realize how bare bones it was, in the sense that like there's minimal sort of dialogue. Yeah. It's mostly built around the numbers. And of course, the numbers are fantastic and they're a big part of the movie as well. But it's a little bit more like fleshed out, character driven than apparently the stage musical is. So I kept being like, when are they going to really like talk and get into things? Like,
They're not, Claire, but it doesn't matter. It was so much fun. So we were like, okay, let's go. Let's see what it's all about. And I will say the energy in the room was so good.
Yeah.
Everyone was having such a good time. It was like a completely packed house. I think Whitney has broken records.
For the show.
For the show.
For the production in terms of sales. Yeah. And Mark also has got to be a draw. Their sort of social content together and their time on Dancing with the Stars, I'm not the only person who found it extremely charming. I think it was a big part of her kind of winning over a segment of the audience that had never really cared for her. And so the combo is just undeniable. They have some great scenes together. It's like a pretty small theater. It's cozy.
Yeah, which I will say a lot of Broadway theaters are pretty small, which is wonderful. We sat like towards the front of the mezzanine, which as a short person, I think is like the best seat I could possibly have.
We had a fantastic view. We had a great view.
Yeah, I could see everything. Also, it is kind of a bare bones set, but you can see like the orchestra on stage if you're in the mezzanine. When I went before, I was sitting in the orchestra and I like kind of preferred being in the mezz.
No, you really are kind of like gazing right down on it and the ideal angle. The orchestra is kind of like part of the staging. It's very incorporated into the show. I love the idea of this Chicago production just subsisting basically on celebrity stunt casting, because that is kind of what Chicago is about, which is the way that like entertainment dollars and show bookings go to people who are infamous. Those are the people we want to see. And so if your murder case falls out of the headlines, then you're not going to get that tour anymore. Like the new girl who has the flashier killing, she's going to get the tour when she finishes her trial.
It is literally a musical about influencers before influencers existed. And so it felt very, very meta to see someone like Whitney in it, especially because Roxy Hart as a character is someone who is just nakedly desperate for fame and attention and deeply ambitious in a way that I think we often find off-putting in women, especially. And Whitney, like, is that person. I mean, obviously, she doesn't do murders.
That we know of. Yeah.
That we know of.
But the way that people acted after she did a TikTok dance next to her recovering child who was being well taken care of in a hospital bed was as if she had committed murder, I will say.
And she is someone who drew really mixed reactions when she said on the show, I'm coming back, I'm filming because I want these opportunities. Like, this is what I want. I want to be in a movie. I want to be a star. And that is the Roxy Hart character. That,
yeah.
Like, naked ambition.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just a great show for this kind of casting because it actually gives an extra kick to the character. It's not just like apt. It's like you can project your understanding of that person in the role onto Roxy and it makes the character even more convincing. So there's a really like beneficial synergy between the reality star trying to get more attention and the character in the show who is someone who wants to get more attention, and it just plays really well together. And Whitney especially, like, Ariana's persona has never been, I really am desperate for attention.
No.
Right? But that is Whitney's whole thing. So it's like really the apex of this effect.
No, it's so true. I was like, Whitney was made for this, despite the fact that, of course, like, you hold her vocal capabilities up to a professional Broadway star. You got to grade on a curve for anyone who plays Roxy Hart.
They're not there. And like, it was actually funny because I was a big theater kid and I can't sing at all. But there was a spring musical. I was never in it because I couldn't sing. And my drama teacher was like, you're just afraid to try. Like, no one's that good of a singer. Like, just try out. And I sang one of Roxy's numbers from Chicago to audition. And it was so bad that he was like, I understand, you can be in stage crew again.
Oh my God.
So when I heard her singing it, I was like, well, it's better than I was, you know, like she would have definitely gotten the part at my high school.
No, it really is like watching a really well done, like, high school stage production. Like, that is what it's like watching a celebrity who is does not have the caliber of voice training of an actual Broadway star in this role. But like, she's having so much fun. She's clearly put in a lot of effort into the vocals. They make little adjustments and there are little pieces of songs that she will kind of like speak sing.
Yeah, they did a good job. They don't want to have her missing the notes when she performs, right? They find ways instead to tailor her performance. The parts that she's not going to nail, they have her speak sing or they change the
register. Yeah.
And I think that was a smart move. And it means that you're not thrown out of the show by her going flat on an important note or something. And it's like, sure, it works. Like,
yeah, it works. She's giving it her all. She's not like a horrible singer by any means. She clearly has put in a lot of effort into her vocal training for it. And she's just having so much fun. She's has so much presence that it kind of papers over some of it.
Yeah. Like, she is the person that you want to watch on stage in the way that, she has always been kind of that person on Secret Lives, where I'm just like, I don't know. She just seems like so, like, in it and wants this, and she draws my attention. And I think that the fact that most of the cast is professional Broadway performers is also good, because that means that, like, lifts the whole level, right? It's not like we're watching just a good high school production. It's like that one performer maybe doesn't have the Broadway caliber and she's just doing the best she can with the skill, the natural voice that she has and a lot of training. But then the rest of the cast will kind of knock your socks off. And I thought that the actress who played Velma Kelly, the actress who played Mama Morton.
Oh my God.
Like, there are some
fabulous
real knockouts in the cast.
And I actually thought that the rest of the cast, that it was actually like a better total cast than the last time I had seen it. Like, I thought that yeah, I thought Velma and Mama Morton were like really stand out.
Yeah, I thought so too. I'm now mad at myself because I don't know where my
playbill is.
I want to credit these actual actors. I'm just looking it up. It's Sophie Carmen Jones now playing Velma Kelly, and Jacqueline B. Arnold as Mama Morton. I also thought that Amos Hart and Mary Sunshine were great. So like, there's a very solid cast doing a lot of the big numbers. And then you have these two people who are really giving very serviceable, solid performances.
Yeah, and I'll say Mark's vocal capabilities are even a notch above.
Yeah.
Whitney's. He's been, I believe, in Kinky Boots before.
Yeah, and Jersey Boys, I think.
Yeah, I think he's a little more Broadway training.
He does. Yeah, he has a Broadway history. And so I thought he did a great job.
Like, me too, especially for like his opening. And I can imagine that he'll just improve.
Yeah, but he has the chops and he has the right kind of charisma and charm that
he's
you really
so
need.
Charming. He's yeah. so fucking charming. I mean, the only thing I found myself wanting was like more complex choreography from him, because you know yeah. that he's so capable of like doing insane things. But you know, I get it.
I think they should actually stop in the middle
in the context of a show.
I think in every other number that they're not singing in, they should be doing a Dancing with the Stars style, like tango or cha-cha yeah. in the corner of the stage. I would pay extra for that.
I know. A little pre-show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the curtain call.
They'll be the opener.